This is Coffee Number 5. I'm your host, Lara Schmoisman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Coffee Number 5. Today, as always, we have a new guest most of the time. I'm excited, as always, too, because I can't believe the amazing people that I got to know through this podcast. This podcast gave me the opportunity to meet people that I don't think I would ever meet otherwise, or even if our path crossed somehow, we never have the opportunity to have these deep conversations. So today, I want to talk and bring you back to the events arena, because I've seen a lot of companies lately. I've been talking with a lot of beauty, wellness. Actually, yesterday I was at Expo West here in Los Angeles, in Anaheim, and I've been talking to a lot of companies in BCG, and everyone thinks that they need to be part of the events and do collaborations. And it's confusing because there are a lot of them. I mean, in the beauty industry, I just got a list the other day of events that I might consider doing. And it's like, it's so much. And it's not that I only work with beauty. I work with fashion, with luxury industries, with so many industries that it's really challenging to choose where to go to. But I met Irina Kremin. Did I say it right?
Hey, yes.
So welcome. I met you a while ago. I think I met you at an event a while ago, but then we were reintroduced. And I thought it would be, I mean, I love to bring more people with accents, so we get the audience a little confused with all accents. But I think it's so important to understand the event space and why there is the need of one more event, because you have incredible events. You have one coming up in Napa Valley. Then you have one in Greece.
And Singapore.
So this is incredible to go all over the world. It's not easy to put together an event. Let's start with that. And then do it internationally. So I would love for you to tell us a little more about why you started these events. And Let's start with that. Why, you have your background in businesses, and why you started this event journey?
You know, like, it's, everything is like sometimes comes around very natural. I started business economics in Ukraine, and then I did my MBA in Poland, in Warsaw, of management and marketing. And I always want to be like a businesswoman, but somehow, like, along the way, I always managed to organize some events around it. You know, like, I was the first organized party in my school, in my primary school, when my parents were away. And I was organizing the events for expatriates when I was living in Poland. And the first job I got when I moved to the Netherlands was also in an international events company. Mm-hmm. And somehow it just, like, I was all the time drawn to this, industry.
Yeah, which is incredible that, I mean, first of all, you're so international already that you are born in one country and then you went to another country to learn. But why beauty? Why beauty and wellness? Why do you think that we need another event in that space? And what can you bring to the table that is different than other events?
Yeah, I mean, good questions. Beauty, I started doing events in beauty just from the pure research, because I find that it's one of the most competitive and industry and innovation. It has one of the shortest life cycle, actually, that you need to innovate like every couple of months sometimes. Yep. And this is one of the most dynamic and competitive industry. And I find that, that's what draws my attention. And of course, it was like very hard to put together the first event when you go so niche in the industry. But look, I was determined and I want to make a success. So beauty is events which I've started when I went on my own after working for many years in other organizations. And I wanted to start with a clean slate. I didn't want to just bring the clients from the other company. I just wanted to do something totally new, totally fresh, and just somehow I get very excited about the beauty
industry.
I
have to agree that the beauty industry changes all the time, and marketing changes all the time. Is what I love, that it keeps us on my toes.
Yeah.
And me and my team, we always need to be catching up about new technologies, but also in the beauty industry, there is so much innovation all the time.
Yeah, very exciting industry. And, it's also industry which does good. You know, the beauty is positive things. It's about woman empowerment. It's about the, right now, especially health and wellness. It's just like such a positive, good industry. I'm just like really enjoying to make friends in it. Yeah.
Okay, so you can go to an event. When you go to an event, you go as a brand. You can go also as a retailer. You can go as an industry member. What people can take away from these events when they go?
Yeah, from the very beginning, when I started doing my events, I went to like several exhibitions and big shows just to do my market research. And when I was speaking with exhibitors, with participants, I was asking, like, what is your perfect event? What would you pay for it? Where would you go? And everybody said that we would like to hear what you want to hear from. And everybody want to hear from the brands. Everybody want to hear the case studies, their successes, their failures, like just real stories. And this became like the basic of my events. I'm targeting mostly brands of all sizes. I'm trying to get a very nice diversity in terms of the countries participating, size of the brands, ethnicity, everything.
Because yesterday, for example, I was a little disappointed, I have to say, how some brands were treating the event yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that there were brands only they go there for retail. They're trying to get the retailer attention. And they don't understand that the brand awareness is what it will get the retailer.
Yeah, there is much more into it. And this is why our events, we are covering like marketing, product innovations, and retail, everything. We're trying to cover like so many different topics. We've been speaking about like at our next conference, we have like Hannah Ben-Shabbat, who will be speaking about Generation Z and not just how they are as a consumers, because we already have plenty of information about it, but how to employ them, how they are as employee. And so we try to give this like very multifaceted topics. And you're right, I have met some brands who was like only after distributors. They're hunting after distributors. They don't think like if they're perfected their brand story, if they are if they have a message, if they don't really like, they focus on like whatever ingredients they put it in this skincare. That don't ask the don't see like if they're if they have enough audience for that, if this audience wanted to. So yeah, this is why it's important to go to these like strategic conferences where you have this overview on the different areas of innovations, marketing, product, and hear the real story, and especially pain points, actually, especially failures. I really encourage brands to speak.
Oh my
about
God, you learn so much from the failures of the mistakes. I love that. I love that those happen. And I think we need to celebrate those mistakes from other people, because they help us to be better as a brand. I think in every conversation that I've been having in a podcast lately, it's coming the brand story and how that can make it or break it for a brand, and how important it is.
Yeah, because like also like when you have a story and when you have a mission, I think you are, as a brand founder, you are also, you have this extra energy of motivations of like doing the good or change the world or whatever you want, and that gives you this extra energy, which is so needed for the new brands, right? Because it's usually, you need to put a lot of energy in it. And it's important if you are like,
I'm going to say something that I always tell to all my clients, but I also tell it to colleagues, even from in other spaces. It's all about making meaningful connections. It's not about soliciting or begging or insisting on a product. You need to be in the right place at the right time, but also those connections that people feel comfortable working with you, that they get to know your personality. And that happened with you as an event planner leader, or like when they work with me with an agency, when I talk to someone, I really want to feel and create that connection that I feel that I can work with that person. Actually, today I said no to a brand also because I don't believe that I can work well with them. And it's a hard decision as a small company sometimes to make those decisions. But it, I think in the long run, you need to feel, to follow your gut feeling.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, because gut feeling is not just gut feeling. It's like a summary of a lot of little signs which your brain sees, but maybe you don't process that so fast. But speaking about meaningful connections, you know, what makes the connections meaningful is the literally amount of hours you spend with this person one-to-one. I've read some books. I don't remember what this was. The number is like 17 hours or something like that, or 20 hours or something like that. Because, like, you know, like in our time, we are like so fast, fast, fast. Our attention span is very short. And we go to this big events, we big quickly exchanging the business cards and like you smile, big smile and everything. But it doesn't mean that we really like connected very well, right? We need to talk a little bit more on a personal level. And this is what I give with my events. Yeah. I give plenty of times because 2.5 days is a play. We integrate so many like networking receptions and all kind of networking.
And sometimes it's just not about the business. It's about just connect with someone. Do you have a dog? You have something in common? Do you like the same food or the same drink?
Sure, for sure. Because we are not businesses doing business, not with businesses. Businesses doing, it's a people doing businesses with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you make some friends, if you have a friend, if you make friends in a kind of like work environment, right? Then it's easier to do business together.
Absolutely. When you feel friendly with someone, and I have some clients that I feel so comfortable with them that it's so much easier to do business because you know that you understand each other, that you talk in the same language. So I have a question because you have these very curated events. I see the agenda and it's fantastic, but also you have fantastic attendance and guests. How do you get people to come to these more remote places in the world, in different places? How do you get them to come? And how do you pick your speakers?
Yeah, I have to say it is harder to get people to travel. It's much easier if you're doing a conference in New York and there is everybody is like around and things like that. It is harder, right? But how you find it? Like I'm attending many events myself, and I'm looking for like going to the conference, and I pick up like one or two of the best speakers, right?
Yeah.
And I introduce myself, and I'm literally like begging them to come until they like
no shame.
If I find somebody very interesting, I would be totally open for it. And I will say that I'm so impressed and I want you so much. And I would be doing it sometimes, maybe not this year, but next year, I'm quite persistent because I'm trying to get, I think, I want to believe that I have a good feeling for the people, for the interesting people. Mm-hmm. And I like to collect this, like, collections of these amazing leaders and amazing founders who are enjoying actually to be together. And
Absolutely. And I saw some names that they're going to be already there. And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to see these people. These people, I haven't seen them in a long time. And that's exciting when you get to know people in each space. That's why I always recommend all my clients, all my founders, like found who is your community. You will learn so much from them and having the opportunity, hey, can I pick your mind about that or this? And that's okay because you have that connection already. It's not a business transaction anymore.
Yeah, it's because it's not who you, not what you know, it's who you know often in business. And sometimes the founders got stuck a little bit in the focus on the product or ingredient and things like that. And they just like forget that they need to build a network. And
absolutely.
This is what I try to like. I feel like I build like my.
That's what exactly what I always tell my clients. You need the support also.
Yeah.
So you can, I've seen so many founders stuck in doing not only their products, but doing their Instagram posts, their TikToks, trying to do absolutely everything. And this, you're forgetting really important things to do, that is networking, talking to retail or whatever space you want to do, and do sales for your products.
Exactly. Yes. I agree.
So let me, I mean, you have this event coming up. So tell me a little bit, some highlights that is going to happen in Napa and the dates and how people can, there you have room still, because I know that it gets really busy.
Actually, last week is all, it will be, I think we will be running out of the rooms in the hotel, but there are still some. The prices will go up, I think, for the hotel rooms next week. But yeah, we do it in the Silverado Resort because our events are taking place in resorts only.
Mm-hmm. Well, Resort. Why you choose Napa this time?
Yeah. You know, like, I always ask people where you would like to go next. And we go sometimes East Coast, West Coast, we're changing. And look, who doesn't like Napa? Napa is always associated with like a good time, having this sip of wine and watching the sunset. This is what we're going to do.
Well, I am sure you're going to get really good wine too.
Yeah, we're also integrating the wellness workshops these days. We do like cold baths and meditations, a little bit of, we even do like cold plunge before the conference for the small group who like to do it. Because like health and wellness, and speaking about themes, what we're covering, health, wellness, and longevity is the biggest theme this year. Because this is where the beauty is coming. And I feel like we are not coming back. You know, that's the conference, which was in the beginning, focusing on beauty and personal care, cosmetics, personal care. Now health and wellness is integral part of this beauty, and it's not coming back, let's say, right? So it's in the product. In the product space, it's health and wellness. Of course, it's sustainability as always. And these are the biggest topics, technology and AI, which is like totally changing industry right now. And we are looking for brands to share some case studies and some stories, how they're using it. It's not only technology. We have some interesting technology company presenting, but we also will speak, we'll have some brands who are speaking about how they use for the product creations, marketing. You know, you say data. Data is all about data. It's all about data about your customers. And so technology playing so big role in it. So of course, this technology is the second big theme, let's say. There is a big theme, so like four themes in the total. The third one is scaling and grow your brand, because this
that's
is
a big one. That's a challenging one for the brands. Yes.
Yeah. And how to use e-commerce, how to use social media and all kind of strategy, how to grow your brand and scale. And we have a couple of like very interesting experienced speakers who actually like Marie Van Praagh, who for example,
from Milani.
Like consider us transformation sort of guru,
she's
right?
Amazing.
Yes. And yeah, and the more of these kind of companies. And yeah, we will have retailers as well who will be speaking about what it takes to get onto their retailers' shelves, which I think is good for the new brands. And we will be speaking about the future, about what is next. What is next? Who is next customer?
Yeah, because it's our... Yes. The beauty industry is already changing as we speak. I mean, if you talk to manufacturing, they're already working in what we're going to be seeing in the shelf in 2 to 3 years.
And I think that especially AI here is really making the biggest waves, and it gives a lot of possibility for new brands. Actually, to scale very fast. I think there is like, in fact, I feel like with AI, we are like if you use metaphor, AI is like iceberg. And we are like in Titanic, and we are like, we are still dancing. We sort of realize that there will be some changes, but we don't really realize in the full scale how big they are.
There are so many entrepreneurs out there that they start in careers like you, like economics or... And then they're looking to do the shift. And it's scary. You took a really big leap by doing this. How did it start? There was a clarity moment that you say, this is where when I decided that I cannot do this anymore or that I want to switch.
You know, like I always like I as I said that I was working in the industry and for many years and I like it very much, but I felt like it's very hard when you're working with someone. It's very hard to make implement changes, and I have done some, but every time you need to implement changes, you really need to sell it with internally, and it's it takes like a lot of energy for the small changes. And I always like to challenge. I'm a quite creative person. I like to change things and I like to challenge things. And that was difficult for me to work in for someone. That this is why I've started on my own. But I have to tell you, like when I started my own business, I have not immediately started making dramatic changes because, you know, like you're afraid to take risk in the beginning, you know, and
yeah.
I think maybe I stick a little bit too many years, a little bit in the traditional way because
but
I want to
you
make
also need to know that you're gonna have to invest time, invest money.
Yes, exactly. It's cost money and things like that. But slowly when I start seeing some of the, you know, like slowly, I start implementing this slowly. And I constantly like to challenge. I don't like to do conferences like everybody else because we need to be all different,
Yeah,
right?
always to have a twist, to be very different.
Yeah.
Even
I think,
like even with my business, I always say that we are an agency with a twist. We do things different than other agencies. You don't want to be the same as everyone else.
No, because everybody's stuck sometimes in the same kind of like things. Like it's the same windowless rooms in the big hotels, and it's the same like big printing the big banners which you throw away with a sponsor's logo which you throw away after a day. I remember I did it in the past as well. I feel like so sorry. I have spent so much, you know, like I'm polluting so much just with one event. With always like printed banners and things, construction, pushing. And then I stopped it. You know, I even stopped doing the printing badges. I tried the conference without badges. I say, I want you to take a look at the face, each other face. But some people a little bit complain, so I bring the badges back. You know,
but, well, it's sometimes hard to remember the name of the people. You meet so many people.
Yeah, you know what I did? I printed the pictures of the delegates. And I put it on the table, sort of like images and names. But anyways, it didn't really work. But you know, like you have to try. If you don't try, you will not get it. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like to challenge constantly. I don't stop to challenge.
And so what's the difference of creating an event in the US than one in Singapore?
Yeah. Oh, first look, Singapore. I have done the event in Korea. Now I'm going to Singapore for the reasons because like a lot of headquarters of the biggest brands I've been working with, they're in Singapore. So I felt like it's a little bit easier. And it's, you know, it's new market. It takes much longer to make. I already have some connections, but I'm making new one and things like that. But to work with you, I mean, it's a different market. So I have to tell you, America, Europe, Asia, they are very, very different culture. And this is exactly what I like. This is what I enjoy because, like, I like to travel and I like to learn different cultures. Americans, they're much more enthusiastic. They're much more busy with events. You know, there is like more emails coming, going by through. And Europeans are a little bit like more like, you know, laid back, I would say. And so like there is some difference in cultures, and it's kind of cool.
But it's interesting how you need to adapt, and also you need to create this event that everyone will feel comfortable from different cultures.
Yeah, we're like family. You know, we're coming to this conference is like becoming a member of a family, literally. We have like a network with people who are becoming friends for life. And not only in business, and in business, often they're like, as a friends, they're helping each other. Even if they cannot work together directly, for example, they're referring someone, they're doing collaborations. There are a lot of these kind of things happening. And because I think I create a really very relaxed, for me, it's very important to breathe a very like relaxed and luxury atmosphere so that people can relax and smell the roses, let's say.
Oh, that I'm sure it sounds like a really nice plan. Irina, thank you so much for being here today. It was a very enlightening conversation. And I love to hear the backstories of events, and I'm sure our audience enjoyed it as well. So thank you so much for being here. And again, give us the dates of your events and where people can find you.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the next event in Napa Valley. It's April 7 to 9. Like when I'm just going looking in the program, I'm already getting so much excited.
Yeah.
So because there are so like each person is special, each speaker is amazing, and there are so many great personalities. So when you put them together, you get a lot of good time and a lot of good learning.
Yep,
Yes. Yeah.
absolutely.
And it's in those events with S in the end is our
Yeah, and
website.
where people can find you? What's a website?
In the course is the Instagram, and yeah, I'm mostly active on LinkedIn, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here today. It was really great to have coffee with you
You
this
have
morning.
it.
Okay.
Yes.
And to you guys, I will see you next week with more coffee number five.
Find everything you need at larashmoisman.com or in the episode notes right below. Don't forget to subscribe. It was so good to have you here today. See you next time. Catch you on the flip side. Ciao, ciao.